The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you, yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. Hello, 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 and welcome to The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I am your host, Heidi B. Fuller. Thank you so much for joining us over these past 14 weeks. This has been an amazing time. I tell you, your words have so much power. So what you're thinking of, what you're saying and believing in, please know that those things will truly manifest. How about on today's show, I want to talk about legacy. I want to talk about leaving a legacy and how important it is for you to have those conversations with your children or with your loved ones in order to live your best life with your entire family and to create a living legacy so you all can all live the life that you guys have been born to live. You know, so many times we get off track and we start a project or start an opportunity and it doesn't go any further than that one person. It doesn't flow into the bloodline in order for you to continue to cultivate that thing and to grow that thing. Sometimes it takes more than a generation to really get your dream up to the full fruition that God placed inside of you. It may begin with you, but it may truly end and continue with your children. So today I want to talk about just that, leaving the legacy. What are you sharing with your children in order for them to live their best lives? I also want to congratulate the class of 2020. Everyone that's graduating, congratulations. You've done it. You've done a great job. You owe it to yourself to give yourself a pat on the back. Be proud of what you've done. Be proud of the accomplishments. I know some of you guys may have had some tragedies going through these last 4 years of high school, maybe 5 years of high school. We know it happens. My son had some challenges going through high school, but I tell you, when he graduated, it was the best day. It's exciting to graduate. You guys have accomplished a really good thing. You have made it through. Even my daughter went through some, and you know, so we go through things when we're growing up, but please know that you made it. You've accomplished something amazing, and you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to be celebrated, and please know that your friends and family love you, and we are all very proud of you. So congratulations, class of 2020. From The Fuller View, from me, Heidi V, and we love you, and we appreciate all the great things that we know that you will be able to contribute to the world from this moment forward. Congratulations. Hey, stick around for more of The Fuller View right here, because we, again, are going to talk about legacy. I have a song that I want to share with you. Bigger. I absolutely love the song Bigger by Beyonce. It's from the Lion King soundtrack, and I'm going to break down the lyrics of that song because it spoke to me so... What's the word, Kevin? It spoke to me. It spoke to me in a way that it's a song that I like to hear every day because it continues to allow me to grow and to know the direction that I'm going in. And I want to do that same thing for you. So stick around for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King and on RadioSt.Pete.com.
keep your head up high. While you're trembling, that's when the magic happens. And the stars gotta fly by your side. Yeah. Rise up to the light in the sky. Let the light lift your heart up. Burn your flame through the night. Yeah.
They framed us to see, but now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, they hit that in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate, step in your essence, and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know, mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it, I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife, still really hard, I can't lie. But I promised you I would fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're sinking, I'm jumping in. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you'll be a tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see, legacy. Oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour into me. There ain't no drought here. obituary. You just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you, and you're gonna run. Again, better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the roof, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Welcome back to The Fuller View, right here on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete. Thank you so much for joining us again. As I mentioned, I just want to thank everyone that's been a part of the season that we've been able to have here on this amazing radio station. I want to thank Kevin Collins for being absolutely amazing, my great engineer. Doing great things, Kevin Collins. I absolutely love him, because this wouldn't be able to come out the way that it does every single week without his great engineering skills and his talent. So thank you, Kevin Collins. You are the absolute best. But listen, right before we went to break, we were talking about the song Bigger. A few weeks ago, I had a chance to hang out south with my awesome son. And so many times since he has been born, I've always told him how amazing he is, how strong he is, how great he is, and all those things that we should continue not only to tell ourselves, but of course, especially to tell our children. And, you know, the things that we put out there, please know they always come back some type of way. So if you're putting out good energy, expect good energy to come back. Sometimes it doesn't come back the way that we want it to. Sometimes it comes back through a different source or whatever, but it always comes back. So know whatever energy you're putting out there is going to come back. And I'm only saying that to say that my son has heard over and over again how amazing he is and how powerful he is and all these other great things. And now he's starting to pour those same type of sentiments into me. And I absolutely love it. So during the time when we were on our little short vacay, he was telling me, he says, you know what, Mom, you are amazing. You know, there's so many great things that you have inside of you. And I just want to be able for you to live that life that you know that you have inside of you. And I want to be able to share in that life with you. And it just really touched my heart to see him love me as much as he does and to want so much for me. Then he introduced me to the song called Bigger. Absolutely fell in love with the song, because the words just resonated with my soul, and I want to share the words with you today. It is from the Lion King soundtrack. You just heard the song, and it is by Beyonce, and the words just simply say that we're part of something much bigger, because we are truly part of something much bigger. Anytime you have a voice or a heart to share, you have something to offer this world, and please know that. But the word says, if you're feeling insignificant, you better think again. You better wake up, because you're a part of something much bigger. You're part of something much bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just the words in the Bible verse. But you are the living word. Bigger than something. Bigger than me. Bigger than you. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. And we know. Oh, and now we see it. And it is no secret. I think that, you know, just unveiling some things, and when you wake up to some things in your life, it's like a secret has been released. You know, now it's like, wow, you know, you've been that person all along, but something just triggered. It's like, wow, I am the greatest. I am all of that. And, you know, we say those things to ourselves, but one day it would really resonate with you who you really are. And this was one of the songs that woke me up, and I can't thank my son enough for sharing these words with me. And I just want to continue to share it with you, because we are a part of something much bigger. Understand the truth about the question in your soul. Look up and don't look down, and watch the answers unfold. I think what she's simply saying in this verse is that hold your head up high. Know who you are. Hold your shoulders back. Be proud of that person that you are. When you look in the mirror, I've said this before, tell yourself you are awesome. You are amazing. Yes, those are affirmations. Yes, those are things that you need to tell yourself, because sometimes those are words that you'll never hear from anyone else. But as long as you're telling yourself who you are, you can't help but succeed. And believe it or not, you will start hearing those things, because those are the type of energies that you'll start drawing to yourself. She also says, life is your birthright. They hid it in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. You write your story. How do you want your story to end? What do you want your journey to look like? This is truly your time to do all that God has called you to do. Stop waiting on someone to tell you that you can do that thing when I'm telling you that you can. You may not know me from Adam. I hope that you have learned and have been inspired and have grown from the opportunity that God has placed us here with the full of you, sharing time, talent, and testimonies, sharing stories that will inspire and that will empower you and that will equip you to live your fullest life. I pray that that's what you've gotten out of this ministry. I pray that that's what you've gotten out of these broadcasts. I pray that God has position me right now in the time that you would need to hear the things that you need to hear in order for you to live your best life. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. But then again, I know that I'm not, because so many people are hearing my voice and knowing that there's something amazing inside of them. I want to thank all of my dreamers. I want to congratulate all of those that believe that there's something bigger in their lives, something brighter in store for them, because there is. If you have a yearning, if you have a desire, if you know that there's something greater for you, that's real. It's not a pie in the sky. It's not, oh, I wish I could, want to help, and all that other. You can do that thing, whatever it is that God has placed inside of you. You are part of something bigger. Step out of your estimate. Step into the essence and know that you're excellent. Rise. And she talks about, this is not something that she's just preaching or teaching. This is something that she's living. This is something she's taking her own advice. I take my own advice. Sometimes I have to listen to my own show and remind myself of who I am. So every day when you're waking up, put on something that's going to tell you who you are. Put on some good gospel music. Be silent. Be silent long enough to get in your head and your spirit and your heart to remind yourself, I am all of that. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and never beneath. I am more than a conqueror, because you are. You are a child of God. You are made in His image. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Whether you believe or not, you are living, you are breathing, you have your limbs, you have everything inside of you to be the best you can be. It's truly up to you. I do know that we get distracted. Things come along the way that will get us off of our game, but that's the enemy. And recognize the enemy for what it is. Please, 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 when you are on the right track and you're doing the things and you're going for it and you're making all the right moves and you're being strategic in your moves and you got your plan of action, all these other things are going on, and then a wrench gets thrown into your plans or a monkey shows up to try to stop the show, call that monkey out. Say, okay, monkey, I know you're the enemy. Recognize that monkey for what it is, or recognize that wrench or whatever it is that's hindering you from moving forward for what it is. And look at it as a comma, not a period. It's just a slowdown. Just slow down for a minute. I mean, you may have to recalibrate and recalculate and do all those things, readjust. You may pivot, but don't stop. Don't allow you to stop. And don't allow you to it distract you so much that it annoys you to where you get off your game altogether. Recognize the enemy for what it is. And I know we say we give a lot of power to the enemy, but sometimes we do. I mean, we just give it as, oh my God, this bad thing has happened, now I can't move forward. No, that's not what it means. It means maybe I just have to do it a different way. Maybe I just have to change up my plan a little bit, but it's not going to stop me from getting what I know God has for me. Please hear me. Please hear me clearly. That everything that God has in store for you, no one can take it away. No dog, demon, no devil in hell can take away what belongs to you. But you have to stay in the right frame of mind to know at the end of the day, I win. God promised me this. No matter what comes up, I'm moving forward. I'm staying focused. I cannot get distracted. I continue to move in the vein that God has me to move in, because I win. And you will. And at the end of the day, you'll be excited about it because you didn't quit. And then don't get distracted and start telling other people, well, they did this to me and she said this to me and they said and we said and what. Stop all of that. Stop all of that crazy conversation, even with yourself. no matter what anyone else says and what anyone else does, if you know in your heart and mind that you are doing the right thing and God has planted that thing inside of your soul, don't allow anything to stop you. Just take a sidestep. Just pivot. Just do it a different way, but get it done. Get it done. Enemies come in so many different forms. They can come into people that we think love us and we think are caring for us and are on our sides when they've got a knife in their hand and stabbing us in the back at the same time. But as long as you recognize those people for who they are, learn how to deal with them. You know that saying, you have to deal with people with a long fed spoon, or however that saying goes, or love them at a distance, or however you want to phrase it. Love them and keep moving. Don't allow them to stop you. They don't have the power to stop you. You have the power. And when you recognize the power that you have in your own hands, nothing else and no one else can stop you from doing what you need to get done. They may distract you. They may detour you. They may say something that hurts your feelings or do something that you think that's going to keep you from doing what you need to do. But that's a distraction. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And as long as you know that the enemy is coming for you because you are moving in the right direction, you will be able to continue to move. You'll be able to continue to do what's necessary. It may even make you cry sometimes. But while you're crying, you keep moving forward. Don't lose your focus. Don't get off track. You know, I have a Facebook page called Get Fit With Me, Heidi B. And every now and then I'll go on live, because when I walk, and I'm hoping that you guys are walking and staying fit as much as possible, it's just like a download. It's a release. And I hope that you guys are doing something physical just to keep your minds and your body strong. But when I'm walking, God just puts things in my spirit, and I pray and I say the things that God has shared with me. And I just want to share some of those things that I share with you on my Get Fit With Me, Heidi B. page. Because every time I'm talking to my audience, I make sure that I remind you, and even my Full of You audience, that I love you, that I do care about the people that are listening to me, that you are loved, that you are more than conquerors, that if you are listening to the sound of my voice, that you are truly the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. Don't you doubt anything about the goodness inside of you. You continue to be a good father. Continue to be a good mother. Be a good child. Be good stewards over what God has blessed you with. That you are all of that and then some. And I want to continue to remind you of who you are, because so many times, so many people are so ready to tell me who we aren't. But you have to remind yourself in the news. I mean, it's so sad. It is so sad to see what's going on in the news right now. To see our brothers and sisters being killed and nothing being done. It's very hurtful. I'm raising a black man. I'm seeing him and how he reacts by all of this nonsense that's going on in the world. You know, they say it's nothing new, it's just being televised. But it's sad. So we have to love each other enough to, the people that are in immediate circle, love those people, tell them who they are, uplift them, help them to reach their goals. Don't bring them down, the world is doing that enough. You know, so be that light, be that person that people would love to talk to or love to be around, because they know that you're going to have something positive to say. As a matter of fact, let's for the next 21 days make a point to say only positive things. When that negative thing starts creeping up in your mind, you erase and say, hey, only positive things today. Even if you have to say it out loud, when those crazy thoughts start coming up in your mind that are not helping you, that are not moving you forward, that are bringing you down, you say, stop it, and you change your thought. Just like you're changing the radio station. Or cut it off. Make a new choice. Change your circumstance, and you have the power to do that. Stop releasing your power and giving your power to somebody else. So how do you replace your current circumstances with what you really want? By the power of your words, by your actions, by your intentions. That's how you change the circumstances. It's not by pouting and crying and blaming. You are responsible for you. We talked about this. You versus you. So how are you going to handle this situation? Only you can do it. But how about, I know that you can. You can do these things. Continue to love yourself. Continue to love your brothers. Continue to uplift them, especially our brothers and our mothers right now that are going through so much. We have to remind them that they are kings. They are kings and priests. And the things that are going on in the world is unfortunate, but don't be a part of their calamity. Don't be a part of their downfall. You remind them of who they are. You call young men and not a boy. You call them sir, and you know, whatever it is that you need to elevate them and to make them, or to let them know who they are, even if they're not acting like that, you call those things as though they were, and watch God do the rest. You have the power to do that. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me here today on The Fuller View. I know that I've gone on, but it's important for us to be able to inspire each other, for us to truly live our lives to the fullest, because this is the only life that you have. This is the platform that God has given me to share what He has inspired me to do, and I want to inspire you to do the same thing. Live your life to the fullest. Be happy. Be excited about every day that God has blessed you with. When we come back, we're going to share a few affirmations. I'm going to finish sharing a few more of the lyrics from the bigger soundtrack, from the bigger song from the soundtrack, The Lion King by Beyonce. But right now, I want to hear the song Brother, because it's so important for us to be able to, again, celebrate our brothers and keep them covered in prayer through all of this heartache and pain. Thank you for joining me here today on The Fuller View, and we'll see you soon right back on 105.5 FM The King and Radio St. Pete.
Crucial Keys on the remix. Roll with Kalonji.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Say what, Angie?
Eve.
Come on, Angie.
Roll with a sister. For a brother.
Okay.
Feel me?
Do it.
He is my king, he is my one, my father, my son. He understands just what I am. He's my man. I'm here to show you, number love for you. Let a sister glow you. My brother, 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 brother.
He's my support system. He likes his soul sister. And I can't live without him.
I love his lips, his kiss, his touch.
Until I resign it, everything I need in him, I fiend for him. Fights the heavy nights, either way, I adore him. He never go nowhere without her, he gotta keep her. This is a dedication from me, Angie, and Alicia to my
brother, there's far too many of you dying. know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on. Everybody thinks we're in it all. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long? Oh, you know that we've got to find, bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 pick it loud and pick it sound. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Thank you for joining us here today on The Fuller View. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, I am your host, Heidi B. Fuller, and we have been able to be in radio or some form of media since 2004, and it's been truly a blessing. This show is called The Fuller View. When I first started out on radio back in 2004, my first show was called In His Presence, and that was a truly great show. And then from there, we had an opportunity to move to another broadcast, and I was able to share in We Are DeKalb magazine on a couple of television stations, and it's just been a really, really amazing ride. And I just want to thank God for allowing me to have a media platform, and in every turn allowed me to be able to share some positive energy and some things that I hope that are allowing you to grow and to live your life to the fullest. Listen, in mentioning living your life to the fullest, you have an opportunity to check us out on our Instagram page. Check out Fuller Better Life. There you can find some tips and some exercises and all great kind of things that will allow you to live your life to the fullest, to live a fuller, better life. And also you can follow me on all social medias. I'm Heidi B. Fuller on LinkedIn, Facebook, and on Instagram. And I hope that you follow me and you're able to share in all the goodness that God has blessed me with and be inspired to live your life to the fullest and continue to do the things that God has called you to do. Listen, during this time also, we are still in a time of pandemic. I hope that you guys are taking care of yourself. You're still washing your hands. You're still keeping your hands out of your face and out of your mouths and keeping your nose clean, because we do know, or we've been told, that that's how the virus gets into our system. So please make sure that you're still taking those precautionary measures to stay safe, doing your social distancing as much as possible. I know some of you guys have had to go back to work. So wear your gloves, wear your mask. Just do what is necessary in order for you to stay protected. But most of all, make sure that you continue to pray. Cover your mind, cover your soul, cover your spirit, cover your family, and pray and know that God has got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I know during the first part of the segment, we were sharing the song Bigger from the soundtrack The Lion King from Beyonce, because that song just rings out so much, so many different messages. And my son was able to share the song with me and made me cry, because it just helped me to realize just how much power I have and what type of legacy I really want to leave for my children and my children's children, so they can go on and live their lives to the fullest and do all those things that God has created for them to do. So many times we get caught up in me and mine, and this is, I'm one and done, and all those other kind of good things, but it's so much bigger than you. So much bigger. You know, being in radio since 2004, I still have people from time to time to come up to me and say, Heidi, wow, you know, on that particular show, or when you had that guest, or when you said, or when you were able to share, change my life, or help me to make a different decision for my life. That's everything. I may not ever meet some of you that are listening today, but please know that whatever God has placed inside of me to share with you that has allowed you to live your life to the fullest, it's all God. It's the God in me, and I'm so thankful that he continues to use me to inspire, to empower, and to equip those that cross my path. You know, as a matter of fact, let's say some affirmations, because we all know that your intentions are what truly shape your reality. But what you say to yourself daily is going to truly resonate into what comes out of your being. Okay? So I want to say that I have a great gift, and my great gift, I need to share it with the world. I love myself. I am worthy. How about I matter? I am valuable. I deserve to be happy. I am intelligent. I am growing. I am healing. I am evolving. I am learning. I am creating a better life for myself. You better believe those things. If you want to see those things in writing, please check us out on my Instagram page or on my Facebook page, and I'll have those affirmations just for you, so you can remind yourself of who you are. You know, I know every night before we go to bed, a lot of us tend to watch the news, and you go to bed with that, those horrible thoughts and all that stuff ringing in your spirit. But can I challenge you for a moment to, for the next 21 days or so, to only try to think on positive? I know it's hard. I know it's hard because we get images on the TV screen, on the radio, and through our ear gate, eye gate every day is something happening. Another brother being killed, or something really devastating, or somebody died of coronavirus, or from whatever other illness. I know that there are things that are going on daily that keep us from, or that try to hinder us from living our best lives and from staying positive and trying to be optimistic. It is very sad. But then you do have the power to control your emotions. Yes, those things are sad. Yes, those things are out of control. But what are you telling yourself in order to get through this time? Tell yourself that you are loved. Tell yourself that you are beautiful, that you are smart. Tell yourself that you are truly the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. Tell yourself the things that you need to hear. Even though these things are going on in the world, you have to replace those things with the things that you tell yourself in your internal world, so your outcome will be what it needs to be, so your circumstance will be different. So before you go to bed at night, what I want you to do is to truly focus on what that thing is that you want. What is it that you truly want? And be clear about what it is that you want. Because when we go to bed, that's, that puts us in a slumber. We go into a dream state. And whatever you're going to bed thinking on or dreaming about, those things tend to manifest. So be clear on what it is when you're putting yourself down to bed and putting yourself to rest. Turn off the TV. Don't let the TV or don't let the newscast be the last thing that you put into your spirit before you go to bed. Say your prayers. Be thankful. Count your blessings. Think about, okay, what you're going to do the next day. And then after you think about what you're going to do the next day, settle your soul. Take some deep breaths. Be quiet long enough to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And if it's something that's negative or something that you don't want to hear, you quiet that voice. And you think on something positive. You think on something pure. You think on something good. You think on something lovely. Amen? And you will have a much peaceful sleep. because now you have set yourself, your body, your spirit into alignment to what needs to be done while your body rests and repairs itself. You know, some people go to sleep and they wake up tired. That's not good. That's not rest. We want a peace that surpasses all understanding. And in order for you to get that peace that surpasses all understanding, you need to be still long enough and settle yourself long enough to receive the peace that is already inside of you. I'm well aware of what's going on in the world. I'm not living on some pipe dream and thinking it's some pie in the sky. I know that people are dying. But I also know that you have to take care of yourself eternally, or you'll be stressed out and in the hospital about something that's out of your control. So control what you can by doing your deep breathing, getting settled long enough, and loving yourself enough and those around you so you can continue to be your best self. Okay, those are just some things and some suggestions that I have, because I'm happy every day. Yes, things happen. Stuff happens all the time. But I can actually say at the end of the day that I'm happy, that I've done what I needed to do during the day, because I kept my mind right, I kept my spirit right, and I did what I could do to control what I could control. What's out of my hands is out of my hands. But what's for me is truly for me. Let's talk about the song, Bigger. Let's go back to Bigger, because I absolutely love that song, and I hope that you guys are enjoying the lyrics that I'm sharing with you, because they're so powerful, strong. In the song, she talks about forgiveness and says that forgiveness is key. So many times we get caught up in people's nonsense because they do things to us to deliberately hurt us, but we have to forgive those enemies. Forgive your enemies. Forgiveness is key, because we're fighting something so much bigger. It's not even about that person, that imp, that person, whatever you want to call them, that's trying to deter you, the enemy, to get what you want. Because you're fighting something bigger. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against, what is it, spirits and principalities and all those other things. So some of the things that you're fighting against, you can't even physically see with your eye. But know that you're winning in the end. Know that you never lose and that you're a winner. She says, I'll be the root, you be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me, legacy. We're a part of something way bigger. So be the root, you be the tree. So what I think she's saying, and what I know she's saying in this verse, is that what I am bringing, what's coming up out of me, I'm giving to you. But for you to take it on to bear fruit from what I'm able to share. Let your love be the water I pour into you, and you into me. There ain't no drought here. And I love this line, because when I talked earlier about how my son speaks life into me and says those things back to me that I've said to him so many years, it's a blessing. So whatever you're pouring out into those loved ones, whatever you're pouring out, they should be pouring back into you. You can't do anything with an empty bucket. We've heard that before. So how are you replenishing yourself so you can continue to pour out those good things, pour out those great things that need to go forth into the land, into the world, into your children, into the universe, in order for you to live the life that God created for you to live. Bloom into your actual powers. We don't realize how much power we really have. We truly hold the power. You hold the power in your hand, in your heart, in your mind, but what do you do with that power? Know the power that you have and use that power wisely. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you, and you're going to rise. The things that I've been able to pour into my children, if I unfortunately am gone tomorrow, I pray that I've done a good job into planting good seeds into them, to let them know that they can go on and be greater, do greater, have more, be the person, the people that God has created them to be. I have a beautiful son and an amazing daughter, and I only want the best for them, and they are my legacy. So the children that you have bear, those are your legacy. Those are the people that you should be cultivating and helping to create a great life for them so they can live on and be their best selves. That's what I believe, and I hope that you believe in that too. I hope that you believe in leaving their legacy, because that's truly what it's all about. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So what are you leaving your children's children? Sometimes it's not all about monetary gain. Sometimes you don't have any money to leave or any land to leave. But what are you leaving in their spirit? How are you making them feel about themselves? Or what are you saying to them in order for them to know who they are? Those are also legacy leavers. My dad used to tell me all the time, every day is a great day. My dad passed in November, but how about that lives on in me? Every day is a great day. I don't know I love cartoons. I absolutely love The Lion King. I love The Lion King because he helps his child realize who he is. Even in the movie The Jungle Book, which I absolutely love, the snake is asking Mowgli, do you know who you are? You know, it's so important for us to know who we are. So many people around us know who we are. That's why they do things to discourage us, because they're jealous or they feel like we're going to be more or do more, and they want to keep us in a small place. But know who you are. Recognize who you are. Look in the mirror and tell yourself who you are. You know, so many times people are saying, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I've been called for. What do you love to do? What has God placed inside of your heart? What is that thing you keep running from that you know that you need to be doing instead of running from that thing? Cultivate it. Grow from it. Learn from it. You know, I just saw on my Instagram feed or on my Facebook feed a coaching opportunity or to become a certified coach. And I think I may just have to take advantage of that opportunity. Although I do know that I coach and I inspire and I teach people all the time, but to have that certificate will help me with the, with the tools that I need in order for me to be able to do the instructional piece better. So I'm telling you, just like I tell myself, Heidi, what do you need to do to make yourself better? What do you need to do to make yourself stronger? How can you live your life truly to the fullest with the gifts that God has blessed you with? So I thank you for listening. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for even inspiring me to live my life to the fullest, because this helps me to help you to do the things that God has called you to do. So thank you so much for joining us here today on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete. This is a very exciting time of our lives because we are awake. Awaken yourself to know that there's something bigger, something better that you need to be doing and can be doing for your life in this lifetime. During this time of pandemic, make sure that you're continuing to stay clean and healthy and safe as much as possible. Dream big. I want to congratulate those that dream big. I want to say I'm proud of those that continue to move forward. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a hoot hoot and all those other great things, because you are moving forward. You are doing great things. It may not feel like you're moving forward or doing anything. You may be even moving at a snail's pace. But as long as you are moving forward and moving in the direction that you know that God has called you to move in, you can't lose. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I tell you, when that song was out, everybody was pumping that song. We need to hear more songs like that. Even today, play that song for yourself, because you are a winner. Know who you are. Love yourself. And I tell yourself, you know, when you start loving yourself, you start doing things differently. Because you say, you know, when I treat somebody like this that I love, when I say that to somebody that I love, just like you wouldn't put poison in your body. You wouldn't keep eating something that's not good for you. Hey, how about that's a good segue. I have been introduced to an amazing company, and we provide exceptional products. I talked earlier about having an online business or having a business that you can operate from your home, especially during times like this. My goal was to find an opportunity that I could work from home and work anywhere in the world and still get paid, and then position myself to get a residual income. And for those of you that don't know, residual income is, that means doing something once and getting paid over and over and over again for that one thing that you've done, for positioning yourself. It's the best thing in the world. I know a lot of people are afraid of multi-level marketing businesses and referral clubs and those type things because they feel like it's a scam and somebody's over me and somebody's getting paid when I get paid. So what? As long as you're getting paid, it's better to get, 100% of something than 60% of nothing. Or however the phrase goes, you know what I mean. But it's better to get something than nothing in regards to building an income and building some wealth. We talk about leaving a legacy. So getting back to the company that I discovered, that I was introduced to, the company's been around for a very long time. But the products that we have been able to share are products that you're currently buying every day. Products that have formaldehydes and that have all those toxins and chemicals that are killing us, that are right on our shelves and smiling at us when we walk through the door, all in these bright colors and everything. But we're killing ourselves by using products like that. And then I come along with a product that can replace all of those products that have all of those dyes and chemicals in it that can save your life. So if you want to know more about the products that I have, your cleaning products, your toiletries, your daily essentials, your toothpaste, your deodorants, and things like that, I have all those products in my store, and I would love for you to shop with me. And I would love for you to let me know if you're interested in even becoming a partner Or I'd like to refer you to this shopping club because I do know these products will help you live healthier and you'll be happier and you'll get rid of all of those dangerous, toxic products that are in your house that you're currently using. My daughter turned me on to this non-toxic deodorant because, you know, the deodorants that we're using has aluminum in it, and aluminum causes cancer. So anything that we can do to prevent those type of things, we need to do. So my company that I'm working with right now has deodorants, toothpaste, and things like that that takes out all of those toxins and aluminums, all those preservatives that these other chemical-filled products need to stay on the shelf. We don't have any of those things in our products. And it's very happy. I'm very happy to know that I'm using products and putting things in my system and in my body that will allow me to live a fuller, better life. And if you're interested, I would love to share these things with you. So just reach out to me via my Instagram page or my Facebook page, or give me a call if you have my number. And I'd love to be able to turn you on to what I've been turned on to, because it's really working and I'm very happy with the direction that my life is growing in and going in. Thank you for allowing me to go off on that little bit of rant. But during this time of pandemic, I do want you guys to wake up. Find out what it is that you really want out of life. Know that getting up and going to a job every day is not going to be what it used to be. It's definitely not we're in a new normal for sure. We're in a time of age where we have to be able to think on our feet and use the computer that you're walking around with your hand as a device of gaining wealth, of a learning tool, more than just making a phone call and texting and TikToking and all that other stuff that we do on our phones. So use your phone as a piece of equipment that's going to earn you some money, that's going to create some wealth that you can learn from. I mean, it's right there in the palm of your hands, but we're not taking advantage of it. You know, we talked about the mark of the beast and them putting chips inside of us. That chip is right in your hand. Everywhere you go, they know where you're going. So why not use what you have to your advantage to make you better, to make you stronger, and learn from the instruments that's in your hands. Okay, so I know that that's something that I will definitely start doing on a consistent basis, because the more you do something, the more repetitions it becomes, the more you learn, the more you grow. So today has been all about legacy, and I hope that the information that I'm sharing with you will allow you to live your life to the fullest and to leave a legacy for your children, leave a legacy for those that are around you, so at the end of the day, you can feel good about the life that you were born with and the life that you continue to have to live. Know that you are truly the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, not lacking any good thing. And I pray that you are enjoying your Sunday. It is a beautiful day. And know that you have great things ahead and in store just for you. Thank you for joining me here today on The Fuller View on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete. Today is a new day. Be happy, be smart, be great. Know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And this is the only life that you have to live. So make sure that you're doing all that you want to do in this lifetime. Come on back for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete.
Brown skin girl, your skin looks like pearls. Best thing in the world, never change it for anybody else. In brown skin girl, your skin looks like pearls. The best thing in the world,
I never change it for anybody else. Singing.
She says she really grew up boy like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna make a pretty but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. Line to buy mine and I grind, yeah, yeah. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world, I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, skin just like pearls, the best thing in all the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Pose like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip broke the levee when my Kelly's rolling.
I think tonight she might pray her brains. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her ways.
Go like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love, depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me. There's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, be the same skin taking over. Most things out of focus view, but when you're in the room, they notice you.
Cause you're beautiful.
You in all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you.
Brown skin girls, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Welcome back to The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete. This has been an amazing season, and I want to thank again all of our great guests that we were able to share this platform with, from Dr. Tanya Lowe to my beautiful children, Hunter and Madison. I want to thank Zach and Auntie Vet and Chase and all of those that continue to love us and to support us. Deborah Hightower and Otis Redding III. We just had so many great guests, and this has been a really good season. And I thank God for allowing me to be able to share in all that He has blessed me with. Listen, guys, continue to love yourself. Continue to grow strong. Continue to love those that are around you. I want to thank Fatima Hall for being a guest as well, and for Tracy Baker Simmons, who was also an amazing guest, for Kim Swain for helping me to produce some of the segments for our show. But again, this has been an amazing season, and I feel very grateful to be able to have the opportunity to share this platform with you. At the end of the day, it's truly about what you believe in yourself and what you're saying to yourself. So continue to love yourself enough to know that this is your life to live, and that whatever you put into this life is what you're going to get out. Please continue to put out as much great energy as possible over the next 21 days, even starting right now. Only positive thoughts, only positive things should come out of your mouth. I know the world around us is full of hate and anger right now, but you do your best to love. Do your best to show someone compassion and peace, because you never know what anyone is going through. During this time of coronavirus, we're losing so many lives, and during this time of continued racism, we're continuing to lose lives. So do what you can in order to live your life to the fullest, as best as possible, to love one another, to share what you do have, to be kind and have courage. Know that I love you, know that I appreciate you, and I hope to see you again right here back on The Fuller View when we come back next season. Thank you for joining us here today on The Fuller View on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete. Continue to be well and strong. We love you. See you soon.
The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share.